regardless of how many organizational policies and programs we put into place that attempt to build bridges with our community. And those are important. And I think we need to be doing those things, organized efforts to communicate with the people that we serve. But in spite of the efforts that we may do in that regard, the real outreach and the real healing of any issues that we are experiencing now will occur one contact between a police officer and a citizen at a time. Officers all across this nation, I believe, need to embrace the sensitivities that people feel, whether they're warranted or not, and they need to approach them in that context. And they need to work diligently in every single contact that we make, regardless of the context, to be a force for stability and for good and for encouragement. And even in the most difficult times, in the most difficult calls and events that we handle, we need to be careful to manage collateral damage. When we have to arrest someone, then we need to make certain that we leave as small a wake in our path as we can. We try not to create ripples in the community by virtue of the legitimate actions that we take. And so when we make an arrest, it has to be done. And that's why we exist. And so we shouldn't fade from that responsibility. It's a prideful duty. It's something we must do, is to be what other people can't be. We are empowered to bring order to a given situation. We need to accept that and do it without fear and without bias and prejudice and without favor. But in the doing of that, we need to make sure that we don't inadvertently damage relationships with the people on the fringe of that event. And so for me, I think it's important that we, at every opportunity, accept our role as community leaders. When we're out there in our cars and we're working our beat and we're doing our job, we are in a leadership role, whether we intend to be or not. It kind of reminds me of, I think it was Charles Barkley who once said that he didn't intend to be a role model for kids. And it made me laugh to myself because I thought it doesn't really matter whether he intended to be. Just by virtue of his role, he is a role model. That question was already asked and answered. The question that remains to be answered is, what kind of a role model will you be? And we're in that same situation. Whether we want to be, whether we intend to be, or whether we have thought ourselves as being role models, we are. And we had better accept that responsibility and take every opportunity in every contact with every human being to utilize that leadership role to reinforce what is good and honorable and noble in our society. And if we fail at the individual level, it will never work at an organizational level. It's got to be the individual officers. And I'll tell you, I see the most heroic examples of that in this profession. I see officers do things that no one would have anticipated, that they never asked to be recognized for, that no one knew they did except for the people that it benefited. And those things are lost in the chatter. And those are the things that put people's concerns at ease, is knowing a police officer and having a personal story to tell about the positive interaction that they had with them, even on the most difficult day of their life.